Today is Tuesday, December 15th. We're talking about what could be the turning point in the coronavirus pandemic, how the first day of vaccinations went in the U.S., and the grim milestone the country reached on the same day. Also, President-elect Biden's message to the nation now that the Electoral College confirmed his win, and which one of President Trump's top allies is calling it quits. Plus, another big tech investigation and a couple of deadlines to know, from healthcare to holiday shipping. Oh, and hang out at the end of the show to hear why we're celebrating today. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, it's already been a historic week in the coronavirus pandemic in both a good way and a bad way. First, we should mention the bad since the U.S. hit a heartbreaking milestone. The American COVID-19 death toll surpassed 300,000. And the death toll is still rising faster than ever. Now, every day, almost the same number of Americans are dying from COVID-19 as were killed in the September 11th terror attacks or the attack on Pearl Harbor. Also, COVID-19 has officially surpassed heart disease as the leading cause of death in the U.S. But even knowing all of that, Americans have reason to be hopeful. As you know, the U.S. began its largest vaccination campaign in U.S. history yesterday. And so far, no major hiccups. High-risk healthcare workers were first to get the newly authorized COVID-19 shot from Pfizer. And as they did, leaders around the country celebrated. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said he believes this vaccine is, quote, the weapon that will end the war. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said watching people get the vaccine was his proudest moment of the year. And President Trump wrote in a tweet, congratulations, USA. Congratulations, world. So it's worth reminding ourselves this really is incredible. It often takes 10 to 15 years to get a vaccine developed in the U.S., but this time it took less than a year from the time this new coronavirus was first identified to the time we had a studied, proven, and highly effective vaccine. Next up is Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. It could also get FDA emergency use authorization by the end of this week, with shipments ready to go out as soon as this weekend. It's official now. The Electoral College formalized President-elect Joe Biden's election win. Biden got a solid majority of 306 electoral votes, going beyond the 270 needed for victory. And that's compared to President Trump's 232. So this is a comfortable win. In fact, it's the exact same margin President Trump got when he beat Hillary Clinton and won the White House 4 years ago. In response to the more formal win now, President-elect Biden addressed the nation in a primetime speech last night. Biden spoke about the size of his win and mentioned how a record 81 million people voted for him. So he said the Electoral College's confirmation was a triumph for the, quote, will of the people. As for President Trump, he's still not expected to concede at this point. And really, it's not required by law. On Twitter, the president again posted about massive election fraud, although so far his campaign has not proven in court that any widespread fraud happened. Next up, Congress meets to certify the electoral votes on January 6th. Then the next president will be sworn into office on Inauguration Day, January 20th. One of the most powerful members of President Trump's cabinet is calling it quits. The Attorney General, Bill Barr, resigned, and he's leaving next Wednesday, December 23rd. President Trump says it's so he can spend the holidays with his family. But tensions between Trump and Barr have also been high lately. Remember, the Attorney General said this month that the Justice Department found no evidence of widespread voter fraud. And of course, that directly contradicted the president. Also, ahead of the November election, Barr had apparently hid details about ongoing federal investigations into President-elect Joe Biden's son, Hunter, that we told you about last week. In response, President Trump said he should have revealed that before the election. But yesterday, Trump said, quote, our relationship has been a very good one. He has done an outstanding job. In Barr's resignation letter, he also praised the president, saying he was greatly honored to serve in the administration. The second in command at the Justice Department, Jeffrey Rosen, will become acting attorney general for the last month of the Trump presidency. Negotiators in Congress say they're getting close to reaching bipartisan deals on two big priorities. First, an overall spending bill. That's needed to ward off a government shutdown by the end of this week. Politico says today lawmakers will announce a $1.4 trillion bill. Now, this is the same kind of overall government spending measure Congress needs to approve every year to keep the government going. But there have been a few sticking points that have held things up this year. For example, spending for President Trump's border wall and how to classify a $12.5 billion cost increase for veterans' health. But both Democrats and Republicans say they've made progress and they're confident they'll have a compromise soon. Next up, COVID-19 relief. A bipartisan group of lawmakers revealed two new bills last night in the latest attempt to get something passed after months of gridlock. One has to do with unemployment benefits, small business aid, and other programs that all had broad support from both sides of the aisle. The second bill includes some of the more divisive measures. For example, aid for state and local governments. Democrats say it's needed since many are running out of resources to fight COVID-19. The Republicans argue it's up to states to manage their own finances. Another issue, liability protections for businesses that Republicans want. By liability protection, Republicans are basically saying they want to make sure, in most cases, workers who get COVID-19 on the job will not be able to sue the companies they work for. They say this will help keep companies operating and workers employed, but Democrats worry it'll allow companies to avoid taking proper safety protocols. The first bill is a lot more likely to pass than the second, but these lawmakers are hoping by splitting them up, at least some relief will be possible. Stay tuned. All right, much more news is coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, ButcherBox. I love ButcherBox because buying humanely raised, high-quality meat is important to me. Quality is important with all the food I choose to eat, but especially meat, because it's better for you, it's better for the animal, and better for the environment. And ButcherBox offers this wonderful and often rare combination of convenience and quality in one. So every month, I get my ButcherBox with a curated selection of meat sent right to my home. I don't have to think twice about it. I know all the meat is free of antibiotics and added hormones. I know it's packed fresh and shipped frozen and vacuum sealed so it stays fresh. And I can customize my box or choose one of theirs so I'm only getting exactly what I want. Plus, there's free shipping nationwide except Alaska and Hawaii. And yes, you can pause or stop your subscription anytime. And right now, new members can get nitrate-free bacon for life when they sign up. Just go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. That's a package of free bacon in every box for the life of your subscription when you go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. butcherbox.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. Well, the world's biggest tech companies are once again under the microscope. The Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, is asking 9 of them, including Amazon, Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, Reddit, and the owner of TikTok, ByteDance, to explain how they gather and use personal data. In Gadget Reports, the tech giants will also need to explain how they decide which ads and what content users see, as well as how their practices affect children and teens. As of now, the tech companies are not in any legal trouble. The FTC says this is just for research, but it's possible their findings could bring about new rules for big tech companies. And as the FTC puts it, this will, quote, lift the hood on social media and tech giants. If they find out they're breaking already existing rules, they will crack down. Companies have 45 days to respond to the request. Now, keep in mind, this is just the latest inquiry into big tech. Remember, last week, the FTC and 48 states filed antitrust charges against Facebook. And a couple months ago, the Justice Department sued Google for the same issues. Yet another TikTok competitor is out there now. Facebook just launched an app called Collab that lets people create short music videos. Here's how it works. You can record up to 3 videos of you performing the same song, but in a slightly different way. Like maybe each time you play it on a different instrument or try out a new harmony. Then you can stitch all the videos together and play them at the same time. TechCrunch reports you can also mix and match clips with other people and share the creations on platforms like Instagram and TikTok. Just like TikTok, the videos are 15 seconds max and play in a loop. The app is now available to all iOS users in the US, but it has not yet hit Android devices. Today is the deadline to sign up for insurance through the Affordable Care Act on healthcare.gov. Now remember, if you are not already getting insurance through an employer, the ACA or Obamacare offers a variety of options, and for some eligible income levels, you can get subsidies meant to lower the cost of paying for health insurance. Already, CNN says the average number of people signing up daily is about 14% ahead of last year. Now, keep in mind, the coverage you select during open enrollment now is for next year, so plans you select today will start on January 1st. Still, you want to check with your state on exact deadlines. Not all the states use healthcare.gov for signups. 14 of them have their own programs to sign people up, so for them, the deadlines could be a little later. And however you get your health insurance, the so-called open enrollment season, when you can change your plan without needing a big life event as an excuse, is coming to an end. We have a holiday shipping deadline to tell you about as well. If you want gifts to arrive by Christmas, you'll want to try to get them in the mail today. The Postal Service, UPS, and FedEx all say it's their deadline today for ground shipping, which is the cheapest option. If the gifts are not postmarked by today, they run the risk of not getting to the destination in time. Of course, after today, you can still pay extra for things like priority or overnight shipping. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this episode is brought to you by Rothy's. The newest Rothy styles, like winter-ready shoes and brand new bags, are a great way to spread some much-needed holiday cheer this year. If you're worried about getting the wrong style or size for a loved one, a Rothy's gift card is another great option so your loved ones can have fun picking from the ever-changing array of colors, prints, and styles for themselves. And there's a reason Glamour named Rothy's one of the top gift ideas you can't go wrong with, and why Allure says Rothy's is the eco-conscious gift you'll see on every list. Yes, stylish shoes and bags that are also sustainable. Rothy's makes shoes and accessories out of plastic water bottles, and they're completely machine washable. Plus, Rothy's come with free shipping and free returns on eligible items, so you can gift without worry. I have a pair of red Rothy's flats that I love and have been wearing since last winter, and they're still just as stylish, comfortable, and durable as they were back then. I also bought the lace-up this year. So check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. rothys.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. And today's trivia question is in honor of the NBA preseason now underway. It is, which player won the most league MVP awards in NBA history? You can answer this week's question in our quiz posted to Instagram stories. So find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod to play along. As for last week's trivia question, what is the world's largest island? The answer is Greenland. It's about 836,000 square miles, making it three times the size of Texas. The island's nearest neighbors are Canada and Iceland. And by the way, if you guessed that Australia was the world's largest island, you were close, because when it comes to size, Australia is actually nearly four times larger. And yes, Australia is surrounded by water and not connected to any other body of land. But here's the thing. It's a continent, and most geographers consider islands and continents to be two separate things. So that's why the correct answer here is Greenland. Thanks to everyone who played along on Instagram. Okay, so before we go today, we are celebrating more than 10 million downloads of the Newsworthy podcast. So thank you, times 10 million, for being part of that, for trusting us, and for tuning in each day. And because we want to make sure we keep giving you more of what you want from the Newsworthy, we want to hear from you. Send us a short video of yourself, maybe 10 or 15 seconds long, talking about why you listen to The Newsworthy. We'll then put it all together into a fun mashup video of The Newsworthy listeners to help kick off the new year. Simply post your video to Instagram stories and tag us at NewsworthyPod, or you can send it to us in DMs or email us your video to staff@thenewsworthy.com. Do it today to help us celebrate this milestone, or anytime this week. We cannot wait to see your faces and better understand why you listen. And 10 of you who take part will win a Starbucks gift card as a little thank you. And with that, we'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.